China is looking to pour some more money into their housing market in the hopes to stabilize the economy. The Chinese stock market is seeing a little bit of a rally at the moment of recording. And this is coming from the government saying they're going to put more monetary policy tools in place. What monetary policy tools is really speak for is use smart means to inject money into the economy. This is all in response to something we talked about previously, the China Everglade default. China Everglade is a property builder in China, one of the largest, and it's not been making money, and it defaulted. It wasn't able to pay its debt, and the government took it over, and now they're only paying certain people back on the debt and deciding where to go. Now, that default had the possibility of rippling through the market and bringing down much of the Chinese economy, similar to the 2008 financial collapse in the U.S., which wouldn't really happen in China the same way, because their house of cards is built a little differently. The government, the Chinese Communist Party, and private corporations are all kind of one big thing. The largest gainer in this most recent rally was the country's largest developer, Country Garden Holdings Company, whose shares went up about 8% on the news there's going to be more money available. If property debt is still going to be a problem in China is yet to be seen, as the government has a pretty strong hold on everything.